That was a real quality win. We have great respect for the Maryland team. They can come at you a lot of ways. Their zone's tough. They got a lot of different ways to score, and we just think they're a really good team. This was a great environment, kind of like a road game. I mean, it wasn't really like playing at Maryland, but it was close, which is tough. And we're gonna take this one and build on it because we just think we beat a really good team, and they're gonna be really good. So we're feeling good about this one. Any questions? That's easy.
Can you talk about the threes in the first half? Was that kind of the intention, or did the game just develop that way?
You know, we give our guys a lot of freedom, as I guess everybody sees, shooting the ball, and we really haven't been shooting the ball. And it's one of the things we've been saying as a staff, that we've been playing some pretty good defense, but we have, like, Scotty hasn't been making shots, Stokes hasn't been making shots, guys that we know are good shooters. So we were saying we got to just keep shooting the ball, you know, and we got a saying, shoot them up and sleep in the streets, and we just got to keep doing it. And thank God tonight, especially in the first half, because when they went zone, we had them at 16 fouls with 8 minutes ago in the first half, and they went zone. We just couldn't get into that zone. And Antonio was out with foul trouble, and we just lived with the threes that whole first half.
What surprised you about Maryland tonight? Anything in particular?
I thought we were fortunate that Vasquez got foul trouble for us. We thought they were really good coming in. We really did. So we knew they wouldn't go away. We knew their zone would probably be a little bit tougher for us to go against in the man-to-man because of their length, and you know, at the guard spots. We had great respect for them coming in.
Jay, you guys always seem to play well in this building. Why is that?
You know, everybody says that, Terry. I don't know. I don't think of that. But you know, Scotty coming down here, so I know he likes coming down here, and we've had Dante and Dwayne. So I guess maybe the secret is just keep getting some of these kids from down here. There's so many of them, they can't all go to Georgetown and Maryland. So we'll take a couple.
Scotty's coming home. Got to remind you for your shooting marks?
I don't know. Just got to think like we're playing in the Verizon Center every night. Hopefully that will work. But like I told Coach saying congratulations about the MVP, and I said, you know, it was for us. I mean, without these guys around me, that wouldn't have happened. And the way we played, and it just reminded me of the – I think it was my freshman year playing against Georgetown. You know, we didn't play really well. We just came and tried to find a way to win, and that's what I felt, you know, tonight. And that's something that we have to experience, you know, on the road, our first task, and we got to build on it.
Is it special, though, for you personally coming back here and playing in front of a lot of family and friends?
Yeah, it's definitely special. You know, this is like my Madison Square Garden, if you will. But, you know, when you step on the court, it's for, you know, the Villanova that you wear on your jersey, is for the guys that you put on that, all that preparation for in the summer. And we know that, and I know that, and the guys know that around me. And I just want to go out there and set an example that it wasn't about me. It wasn't about me coming here and for, you know, playing for, you know, the crowd and playing for my coaches and teammates. And hopefully I put that in their minds tonight.
Jay, to get the 23 offensive rebounds, how significant was that in terms of the force of these things?
Yeah, I mean, they shot 53% from the field. So, you know, we only shot 40%. Those offensive rebounds were big. They kept a lot of possessions alive, and you know, that's one of the things. You know, their zone is tough. You know, we didn't shoot a great percentage against their zone, but sometimes you give up some rebounds. You know, and you know they know that, and we got to some loose ball rebounds that was great, that were big. There was a one that Maurice Sutton got in the second half where they got it down to like three, and we had some good looks missed. Maurice chased one down, and we got a three after that. So that's always important for us. Antonio's six was big.
Can you talk about, from your perspective, the difference going up against Maryland's man-to-man defense as opposed to with some?
You know, it's hard to say because it looks almost the same. So at times we were running, you know, man-to-man offense when they were in zone and vice versa. You know, they might have been in man-to-man and we were running zone. But the only thing we could, you know, really have on the court was as long as we're in the same thing, as long as we're running the same thing together, it really didn't matter what they were in because we couldn't really figure out if they were in man or zone. But then if they stayed in it for a while, we could maybe adjust to it. But it was tough to understand what they were in, but it was more about, you know, everybody together running the same thing.
I
Are you excited to play in this building again when you come to play Georgetown in February?
Oh, definitely. It's something that I love. Like I said before, it's I don't know about these guys. They're from Philly and New York, and I love playing in Madison Square Garden too. But I'm a senior, and I only got so many more chances to play in this building, and hopefully we can get another win when we come down here.
Can y'all talk about that 8-0 run? They pulled within 3 points and was 13-13, I believe, left in the game. And he responded with an 8-0 run. Talk about how weak that was.
We just talked about that in the locker room. We have some veterans, and we're missing one of our veterans, but we got a lot of young guys and first-year guys like Malik Wayans, Dominic Chi, Taylor King, Isaiah Armwood, Maurice Sutton. They're all first-year guys. So it was great for us to go through that. You only withstand those when you go through those together and you've done it before. We had some good experiences down in Puerto Rico like that, but when you're doing it in someone else's arena, that's going to be something we can draw on because they were drilling threes. They got great looks, and we came right back and kind of separated ourselves again. We didn't let them get over the hump. So that's going to be big for us going forward in the season.
Corey, you hit a big three to start that run. Can you talk about what that run meant to you guys?
It was another play. We knew they was going to make a run. And we just had to come out and play Villanova basketball and just take our time on the offense and get stops on defense. And that's what we did, and take play by play, and that's what we made the big run.
Anything else? Thank you, guys.
Some beer that got thrown on the floor.
Yeah.